Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
On the line, we have somebody who knows a thing or two about football and soccer, especially from a FIFA perspective and as well as CAF. His name is Raymond Hack. Good afternoon. Hey, Raymond, how are you doing?
Afternoon.
Fantastic. Let's just double check that our connection is perfect. Let's test it one more time. Are you there with us, Raymond?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Now, Raymond, if you might have been sleeping, if somebody was sleeping under a rock and they might have missed it, South Africa, Bafana Bafana, were playing against Canada last night. The result didn't go according to plan, but can we be proud? What can we take out of this?
Yeah, look, the game against South Korea, they certainly lifted their game.
Sure.
Last night, I was very disappointed in the manner in which they played, you know. To me, it looked like they were playing for a draw at the end of the game, so it could go to penalties. You can't play that way. You know, you've got over 58% possession on the field. They had six shots, of which only one was on target,
sure,
as opposed to Canada, who had 28 shots and seven were on target. You know, football is all about goals. And what they were doing is they were going down the wing, which they normally do when they do well. And instead of crossing it into the middle, they were going backwards. So, no, I think that were very negative last night.
So I just wanted to ask you to put your CAF hat on for a second, your former CAF hat on. And I see that out of the 10 countries from Africa that are participating, 9 of those 10 got through to the next round, which is a remarkable achievement. Now, I wanted to ask you, how much credit does CAF get for that, and Patrice Motsepe in particular?
Well, Patrice is basically like a non-executive chairman, so he wouldn't get the credit for that, because the countries that, you know, got through on the basis of the facilities,
right,
and the expertise available in their own countries. I mean, if you look at Morocco, you look at Senegal, whether it's Algeria, okay, Tunisia weren't able to do it. You know, they develop it, and I think the countries in North Africa have a bigger advantage than the countries, say, on the west of Africa or Southern Africa, because they're able to export their players. And I think that was one of the problems that we had. We don't have players of the caliber of Hakim and these type of players playing in Europe, you know, that can be called upon to come back into South Africa, with the exception of the guy who plays in Vancouver, for Hanover in Germany, and Lyle Foster at Burnley.
Sure.
We don't have players, you know. So it's basically made up of the Sundowns and Orlando Pirates players. And yes, they're good in South Africa,
sure,
but to go and export them overseas, it's a big difference.
So yesterday I was at the hairdresser, and my Algerian barber was very excited about Algeria getting through to the next round. But he made a comment to say that because there's now more teams playing this year, it's 48 in this year's in this edition of the World Cup, it's benefited the African teams. Is he right, or is this just hairdresser talk?
No. Look, obviously, it's an opportunity. I mean, nobody would have expected Cape Verde to ever get through. You know, Kudukabs get a 0-0 draw with Spain.
Yeah,
it's unheard of. So, but you must remember, all these players are playing overseas.
Right.
Not many of them are in local leagues and such like that. If you look at Riyad Mahrez, who's playing in Saudi, he played at Man City. So he has the experience, and a lot of those players there. For us, unfortunately, we don't have that.
No, not yet, though. Not yet. So can I ask, you know, people have been talking about Bafana's campaign as a success, inverted commas. Is it, you know, we got knocked out, but it wasn't the most positive performance last night. Where to from here? How can we build from this so that we can, you know, see our team consistently at the biggest tournaments?
Well, for me, it's always been, you have to have a plan going forward. The plan that SAFA have, I don't know whether that's good, bad, or indifferent. It certainly hasn't benefited us from 2010. We had a good group to go through. We were lucky. There were times where, you know, a lot of people thought we wouldn't go through. Yes, we didn't do well against Mexico. We lost the game. You didn't play badly against Czechia. You got a draw. And then, you know, you beat South Korea. So a good result as far as that's concerned. But then you come up against a team like Canada and I don't know, you just seem to go backwards.
Yeah, I felt the same. And then in terms of the coach, Hugo Bruce, is he going to stay on, do you think? Or I know he's not exactly a spring chicken. He's quite a veteran at his trade, 74 years old. Are Pofana going to look for a new manager or how do you see this going?
No, well, listen, he's indicated that he's not going to stay on.
Okay.
But the assistant coach that they have, Helman Makalele, I think would be an outstanding coach. He's got the ability. He's played professional football. He played years ago, internationally. He's an international player, and he can read the game, and he has the ability to be able to connect with the players. So once you control the change room, I think, you have to be a success. And I would hope that Safa, if Hugo Bruce doesn't stay on, appoint him as the coach as opposed to going out to look for someone else.
Fantastic. You know, Raymond, thank you so much for your time. As always, you've become a great friend of Chai FM and we can always call on you. So thank you so much for your expertise, your knowledge. I don't think there's anyone else out there who knows quite as much as you do about the sport. And once again, thank you so much for your time and I hope to be speaking to you again soon.